yeah, so thanks for it. So I'd like to say it's the first proper act tonight. Esau, you've, how many times have you played Tony Kusick, Dave?
This is my third time.
Oh, it must be at least your third. Please play Mayfair. He's always excellent. He's like a young, sexy... I think that might be evidence. Please welcome Mr. David Leitch.
I've just come all the way from lovely Bristol on the super fast train, and yeah, I'm going to play my most difficult song first because I feel like I'm still in a bit of a time warp. So if I do mess it up, it's because my brain's somewhere. I think it's in Maidenhead now. So. Oh, great time to get your hair in your mouth. It's about, you know, when you go to, like, work and then you have to sort of have these fake friends, well, real friends sometimes, but really you just have to be nice to them, like, for 5 hours, about 8 hours a day. But then there's that moment where you all have to go out for dinner together. It's called office dinner. Office dinner. We're going out cause Carol's moved in with her boyfriend, but he lives in Cheltenham. It's a farewell dinner because she's got a new job. She doesn't want to commute. She's lazy like that. We go to the regenerated part of town. It's got the same restaurants as every other town, but she likes that kind of thing. Maybe that's why she's moving to Cheltenham. We've got a table booked for 60 at 7:30 so we can have some cocktails in between. Getting ready in the office toilet, this could go one of two ways. This could be the best night ever or something I regret till the end of my days. End of my days. After much debate, we settle for a mid-range Asian fusion restaurant because Carol's been to Thailand. I didn't bring a coat, so I get to the table first. I don't know where to sit, and what's even worse is the boss is behind me. And now she's sitting next to me. I try to be charming, but instead I mumble inaudibly about knitting and cat videos and why I don't like Game of Thrones. Who's my favourite Spice Girl and the time that I got kidney stones. We've got a table booked for 60 at 7:30 so we can have some cocktails in between. Getting ready in the office toilet, this could go one of two ways. This could be the best night ever or something I regret till the end of my days. The end of my days. The buff IT guy is showing off his new Audi. This car-shaped penis extension could impress the secretary at the far end of the table. A waiter is taking pics. 16 iPhone photos of drunken people acting like dicks. An awkward silence descends as we run out of things to say. It turns out talking shop is really hard to do all day. We've got a table booked for 16 at 7:30 so we can have some cocktails in between. Getting ready in the office toilet, this could go one of two ways. This could be the best night ever or something I regret till the end of my days. The end of my days. The end of my days. Thank you. So apart from obviously having an office dinner, another thing about modern life is that Facebook happened, and now we all know each other, and we all know the people that we went to school with. But really, They just pissed us off in the first place, so why on earth are we friends with them? This is a song for Rachel. She added me on social media 2 years ago, and instead of asking how I am, she asked me what job I had, and then I remembered what a middle-class twat she was. So this is called You Had a Mega Drive, and it's about how working class I am. I know, I've got a massive chip on my shoulder. I call this my Jenny from the Block song. Your dad wouldn't let you in our house. He said we were scruffy, 'cause someone bricked our window just a week before. You lived on a new estate with all the builders and teachers. Your dad read The Guardian and your mum gave your house a name, Rivendell. And while my accent might have changed, my roots have stayed the same. And while my language might have changed, my roots have stayed the same. I'm still Jenny from the Block. Honest. We couldn't go to my house, so we revised at yours. Your family treaded on eggshells about my parents' divorce. My mum worked at McDonald's, your mum didn't work at all. You implied she was a better parent. I never felt so small. And while my accent might have changed, my roots have stayed the same. And while my language might have changed, my roots have stayed the same. I'm still Jenny from the Block. You studied your A-levels at the local grammar school. We lost touch within a few weeks. Your new friends are cooler. 10 years later, you find me on social media. Ask me about my job to assess my character. And while my accent might have changed, my roots have stayed the same. And while my language might have changed, my roots have stayed the same. I'm still Jenny from the Block. You make a wry joke about me joining the middle class, as if social mobility was some test that I just passed. I disagreed and said you can be working class and have a degree. Honest, the next time you moan about benefits scum, you better think of me. And while my accent might have changed, my roots have stayed the same. And while my language might have changed, my roots have stayed the same. I'm still Jenny from the Block. This time last year I got all political, so that's one of my political songs. It's because basically, if it wasn't for welfare and the welfare state, I'd probably be in a lot worse situation than I am now. So I've only got to thank sort of, you know, social democratic governments of the past for the things that I have, and scorn the ones, the government that we have at the moment for cutting off equality of opportunity, which is something they apparently believe in. There we go. Where's my soapbox? Do we have any Take That fans in the house?
Yes, you know you do.
This is a song about how Take That are a bunch of Tory twats. It's called Oh Gary Barlow. It's also about comebacks, I guess. Remember when Take That split up for the first time? The future's a difficult concept when you're only 9. But at least they announced their breakup properly. Not like Another Level who faded into obscurity. I remember the crowds weeping in the street. Oh Gary Barlow, you left us feeling incomplete. I want you back for good. How deep is your love? When you came back, it felt twice as good. Within a year, the novelty came and went. And Take That's music was on every television advertisement. Even Robbie Williams started cashing in. And Gary Barlow was best mates with David Cameron. I remember the crowds in the stadium, wishing it was the 90s all over again. Come and let it shine, everything changes but you. Something felt wrong and that feeling grew. Oh, take that, what can I say? Life was so much better when you've gone away. You've proved that our memories can be made to pay. You're like a movie franchise that just won't go away. Spider-Man. I remember the crowds watching on TV as you sing your songs for charity. You all avoided tax, and that's a bit bent. You're a Tory boy band, part of the establishment. Oh, Gary Barlow, what can I say? Life was so much better when you'd gone away.
Normally you play as the oxygen thief.
Yes.
Now what's the difference between the oxygen thief and non-canon?
Oxygen thief will wear my hair up, play with some shout a lot.
Right.
Non-canon will wear my head out, sit down and play nice on that scene.
And score much less in Scrabble.
Yes.
Well, in that case, that's good. So please welcome to say that the low Scrabble scoring, excellent playing, non-canon.
Thank you very much. It's really nice playing this. Ever since I first heard of the club, I think Christy T was posting about it. I want to play there someday. Always kind of assumed I'd be running around shouting and playing riffs, but this is really nice to do it like this and have the kind of outside crowd as sort of percussion. It's weird. Sort of, I'm 33. Yeah, I'm 33, and my kind of growing up drinking thing, when I saw people hanging around outside of a pub, I always thought that there was trouble. So when the smoking ban happened, I'm still in the mindset of like, and so walking up here today from the tube station, like, what's going on? Someone, are they waiting to get to see someone? Like, no, you people just drink on the streets. It's fantastic. Yeah, Bristol, that's grand. But we'll catch up eventually. This is a song called Economus. An alternate ending, a parallel reality, A red shirt heading for the surface. Director's cameo uncredited. An unnamed extra in the background of a long deleted scene. Didn't even make the DVD. I'm not sure if I will get away with this. I'm not sure if I care. I'm not sure if I will walk away from this. I'm not sure if I'm scared. I'm not sure if I will get away with this. I'm not sure if I care. I'm not sure if I will walk away from this. I'm not sure if I'm scared. I'm not sure if I will get away with this. I'm not sure if I care. I'm not sure if I will walk away from this. I'm not sure if I'm scared. I'm not sure if I will get away with this. I'm not sure if I care. I'm not sure if I will walk away from this. I'm not sure if I'm scared. This next one is not named after a non-canonical thing. It's called Crayola because it is, and it's basically a song for my wife and for our kind of place where our taste in music kind of intersect, and we kind of bonded over and we're kind of obsessed by it. I still listen to a lot, and I go out and play speaking and listen to lots of new bands and go, oh, you should listen to these, and she goes, let's listen to the stuff that we always listen to, which is eight. And sometimes she'll just go, oh, I've heard this somewhere random, and it's just like, awesome. And I'm like, how? What? And so it's kind of about how we have cool taste in music sometimes, and how I met her when I was at university, when I was like 20, and I kind of wish that I met her when I was like 14 or 15, because I think that would have been fun to have been like a couple of weird kids. Children, I would have drawn you a picture. I could draw you a picture right now. It wouldn't look much different, because weeks and months and years have passed, and I still cannot draw to save my life. Though if you wanted me to, I would try. Teenagers, I would have made you a mixtape. I could still make that compilation today, and the songs would be the same, because we still love Placebo, Idlewild, and the Manic Street Preachers. The recent months and years have passed, you've seen some merge with their buzz bands. I know that you and I will always be 90s indie kids. A pair of 90s indie kids at heart. A pair of 90s indie kids at heart. A pair of 90s indie kids at heart. Now this bit, I'm going to nick some lyrics from a song that I love from the 90s. And if you know it, sing along, and you get 100,000. If you don't, I'll tell you what it is later, and you have to track it down and listen to it, because it's awesome. Deal?
Deal.
Okay.
Hello, Tiger. You're a wonderful star. Your bikini is a tiger fur. I will miss you till I see you again in a movie. Bye bye. See you later. sometime. Five stripes, shining in the sun. Five stripes, got the dread in my eye. Bye-bye, shining in the sun. Weeks and months and years have passed, and I still cannot draw to save my life. Though you wanted me to, I would try.
Yeah, I'm Nan Hannon. There's a couple of demos on Bandcamp at the moment. Or if you've really enjoyed yourself and you want a physical souvenir to take home and wear, or just frame, then I have some t-shirts, which are pretty. I like t-shirts. I'm wearing Star Wars one today. So this is where it's at. they've helpfully printed it in white on white, so come say hello, or anything. Say anything if you like. there's some sort of singing bits at the end. As I say, the words go over and over again for ages, so you're not sure if you're going to do that. And then when you do, I'll change them slightly, and you have to kind of sing the same thing, and then I'll sing them. So this song is called Memory Beta, which is a reference to
Memory
Beta.
Next Generation.
Yes.
Doubted yourself. Can you come to all my gigs? Okay. Joking before playing sound talk. I could write the saddest song. I could break your heart. The tales that I've kept secret.
Cell that my body has been replaced. fiction. I'll stick to no matter what I encounter. Not admitting defeat, I'm defying it. 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 I'm 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 not admitting defeat, I'm defying it.
This last act, sometimes in the world of indie rock, it's a dour world full of people scowling and wearing black, and sometimes a giant appears. A jolly mustachioed giant emerges from the rhythm section to bring joy to us all. But I couldn't book Niall from the Spook School. So instead, please welcome, this is Mr. Bill Boy and his minor UK all-star indie band.
That was a harsh burn.
Comes to us all.
Thank you very much for coming and staying. Even those of you who have wandered in by accident. This is a song about... I was going to say it's about where I come from, Brisbane. It's really about where anybody comes from, where they grow up. But it happens that tonight 1, 2, 3 of us are from Brisbane, so fuck it, this is about Brisbane City. It's called Brisbane on Everything. No jacarandas in the courtyard, no magpie swooping by me. And right, you've got to leave it all behind. Brisbane on everything. Passport applications to smile on the driver's license. Visa customs officer. All about you. So that was a song that we had on a 7-inch that was put out on Where Is That? Is Where You Are. Where You Are is where, where it's at. Where the bar is where I've been. 7 inches. The point is, I've gone. If you want them, come see me. If you want it, here it is, come and get it. As Badfinger in tone. Here's another song, also on that 7-inch, it's called Flags and Windshines. Guys, this is the one that's in F.
It's in C.
Guys, this is the one that's in C.
You told me earlier.
Did I?
Yeah,
see, I was helpful earlier. But I do play in F. I don't want to be a stickler. There's an F in. Some would say it's the most important chord. The whole fucking song. And to debate it in some way would be churlish. And something of a diva move. Like this. It's called Flags and Windshines, and it's another song about Brisbane. After that, fuck it, we're out of there. It's a really lame kind of place. It's some good music. You gotta work on these intros.
You hit a peak.
And then I hit somebody. It's no more. Well, you know, it's all the same.
Reminds me of my life, or I hear about time.
funny shaped glass. This will be on a record at some point if I find the negatives.
I need the positives.
Always with the last one.
Time we got to
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bill Bye Orchestra! And that was Totally Acoustic with Bill Botting and the Two Drink Minimums, to give them their proper name, David Leach and Non Cannon. Our next show is on Thursday the 1st of September. It's the last one for this series, so we're having a bit of a break for a couple of months after this, although we'll be back for Christmas. And this show has got Keith Top of the Pops, Owen Tromans and James Brodie. If you can make it, that'd be lovely. If you can't make it, it'll be on the podcast. So thanks for listening. Thanks everyone who came, and we'll see you next time.